This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Inventables, the hardware store for designers. Learn more about Carvy, their new 3D carving machine, at Inventables.com.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
It is no small thing to become an intern in Our Fair City. A job in the tower, fetching coffee, oiling up the photostat, and answering the phones is a righteous and glorious honor. Only the best of the best are even considered, and still fewer of those are chosen. Switchblades Cobalt, once the leader of the notorious Science Fair gang, would not seem a likely candidate for such a position, but Executor Valentine has a very particular plan for the young criminal.
How high up have you been?
In the tower? Snuck up to 5 once, behind an accounts manager. That's where this guy came from.
Cobalt, I'm taking a chance on you.
Mr. Valentine, do I get results or do I get results?
This isn't one of your 3-card Montys, you little street harpy. It will take discipline.
That's cold. That's real cold. I'd be hurt if I didn't know your wife left you 3 months ago and you're just lashing out.
And how did you know that?
Your left ring finger is smaller than your right ring finger. That knuckle scar suggests you cut off the ring yourself. Didn't wait for the heartbreakers to do it for you. Must have been a bad breakup.
Good.
What?
You're as perceptive as I had hoped. This gamble will pay off.
I'm so glad you'll profit from this venture, Mr. Valentine.
This isn't just about me. Look, I need you in this laboratory because nobody upstairs is telling me what they're doing about the ants. For whatever reason, Caligari has the favor of the directors, so I need you as my man on the inside.
I am a woman.
Just keep your hands out of her pockets.
I'm a street chemist, not a thief.
Then give me back my wallet. My ID's in there.
Fine.
Thank you.
Level 30, Entertainment District.
It's been so long.
Dang. It even smells classy up here. Hey!
Watch it. We're in public now. Act like you belong here.
How?
Tower people are entitled. Talk like you deserve the best of everything. Like you normally do.
I thought you told me to be polite up here.
You can be polite and entitled. That's the most common combination there is. Your label's sticking out.
It's not like I wear a lot of dresses. Could you get it?
Yeah. Wallet.
Fine! Let's go!
One last thing.
What?
Try to enjoy yourself. This restaurant's cuisine is legendary.
Look at you, Mr. Fancy.
I take pleasure where I can find it, Miss Cobalt. Now, you go first. Table in the back. She's wearing black. She always wears black.
Ooh.
At least pretend to be nice to her.
I don't know how to be nice, sir. Ooh. Fizzy wine. For me? Don't mind if I do.
Oh, miss, that was for this table over.
Leave it.
Yep.
There you are.
Yes, Dr. Caligari. I apologize for our tardiness.
You're early. Although I see you've already got the hang of the tower, Miss Cobalt, was it? Savannah Cobalt?
Savannah?
Roll with it.
Yes, Doctor, they seem to just be giving it away up here.
Yes. Valentine here tells me you're a graduate student at the Academy.
Did he, ma'am?
No need to be quite that formal. Dr. Caligari will do. Have a seat, please.
Have you been here before, Dr. Caligari?
Unfortunately.
Dr. Caligari was gracious enough to accept my invitation. This place specializes in... Well, I don't want to spoil it for you.
I don't get to place an order?
The menu is predetermined, Ms. Cobalt. The kitchen has chosen for us.
Oh, like a cafeteria. Ow! I mean, how refined.
Good evening, folks. If I may present for you the amuse-bouche. Quenelle's a flocculated proteinaceous vegetable bound with transglutaminase and drizzled with a soy reduction.
Oh, wonderful, garçon. Absolutely wonderful.
I'm very glad you think so. Enjoy!
That's very funny, sir.
I beg your pardon?
This is supposed to be the finest restaurant on level 30.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Cobalt.
Flocculated, transglutaminase-bound vegetable? This is an algae bar.
Yes, miss. Good eye.
Miss Cobalt.
Does the finest restaurant on level 30 think itself clever, serving tunnel food and pretending it's high culture?
No, miss. This meal is inspired by the struggles of the tunnel policies. It's an homage.
You don't say.
Miss Cobalt, I'm trying to enjoy this meal.
3% of your bill this evening is being directed to the Metropolitan Underground Reconstruction, Development, Engineering, and Reclamation Authority. You're helping.
Wow. Okay. In that case, I'm gonna need some more fizzy wine. Glug glug, little man.
Right away, miss.
Oh. Oh, hey, I get it. It's like crappy food, but it's good? What, why are you looking at me like that?
Maybe a little bit less entitled than that.
I'm sorry, did you want champagne too?
Yes, actually.
I'll get you some.
Yo, garçon!
Oh boy.
Yes, miss?
Some champagne for madame as well.
Right away.
So, let's get to the heart of the matter. You...
Pardon me? We've got the first course for you coming out now. Madame, your champagne.
Thank you.
Fast service around here.
The first course is a take on the food pill, commonly eaten by policies in what was once the lower decks and will be again. You each have three. We have fennel, blood orange, and a savory concoction from Old Hartford that, according to Chef's research, was once called span.
Wonderful. I don't even know what that is, but it's wonderful.
But these are not ordinary food pills, as you can see when we pour on a little water.
Oh. Oh! Founders, that's great!
Little sponges.
And we eat these, I take it?
Oh, my word. It's so tingly.
So, Miss Cobalt, you come highly recommended. Mr. Valentine here says you're one of the Academy's best minds.
I wouldn't put it that way, Doctor.
I would. She is extraordinarily intelligent.
So good.
And you, extraordinarily intelligent student, would like to be my intern?
It would be a great honor, Dr. Caligari.
Do you know anything about mist dispersal systems?
In fact, I engineered one recently.
How big?
Handheld.
Could you make it bigger?
Do you have an arc welder?
Good answer. Yes. Now, tell me, Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any experience with fungus? Molds, spores, mushrooms?
I have a passing familiarity, but I would by no means consider myself an expert.
Of course. Generally, the fungal sciences are looked down upon in the tower as a tunnel business. But if you ask me, they hold the key to defusing the ant situation.
What do you intend to do with the fungi, Dr. Caligari?
I'm afraid the specifics of that must remain between me and my superiors, Executor Valentine.
Folks, we've got the second course inbound, so if you could please take your hands off the table, there will be fire.
Does there have to be?
I'm sorry, ma'am. The servers are already on their way. We'll just be a minute. I promise you will love this. The next course is a shaved asparagus grown in darkness and spliced with the genes of glow-in-the-dark jellyfish, and then also served with that self-same glow-in-the-dark jellyfish. And under a black light... Come on, Jenny.
Sorry, we were, Josh was just, he was...
It's plugged in now, sorry.
And under a black light...
No, okay, that's enough. Thank you.
Surely you'd like to experience your meal as Chef intended. Your dish is meant to fluoresce under the black light.
Valentine, why did you choose this place?
I always wanted to go here.
Fine. Whatever. Do the thing.
Huh? Huh?
So now it's on fire.
Yes, ma'am.
This makes it more... edible?
Yeah.
Actually, yes. Flaming the dish produces attractive melanoidins and flavor-enhancing polymers that... You know, you're looking at me. I'm just gonna go in this direction. Come on, food runners!
Coming!
Coming!
I thought that was great.
Ms. Cobalt. What do you study at the academy?
Mechanical engineering.
That's a great department. Is Machina still there?
No. He retired.
Oh, that's right. And tell me this. Have you ever cheated on an exam?
Never!
Spoken out of turn?
I certainly endeavor not to.
Punched someone right in the business?
Goodness, no.
Valentine, I can't take this young woman as my intern.
What? Why in boardroom not?
She's obviously too refined. Too soft-handed. I need someone rough.
Yeah?
Hard.
Yeah?
Mean.
Yeah?
Someone who isn't afraid to get her hands dirty. I need someone who hasn't been to the academy, with raw intellect that hasn't been put into a box.
Dr. Caligari, I assure you, Miss Cobalt is adequate to the task.
Adequate, huh?
Sufficient. Good. Just let me enjoy my jellyfish, okay? Can you give me this one thing?
You haven't been to the academy, have you, Miss Cobalt?
No, not even a little.
Valentine, I'm not an idiot. Of course I know this woman is a tunnel scientist. Why you thought this charade was worth it is beyond my comprehension. There is one remaining copy of My Fair Lady in the tower, and I have seen it, thank you.
I don't know what that is.
Of course you don't. Allow me to explain. Miss Cobalt, if you would, please, give me your hand.
Valentine?
Do it.
Acid burns on the forearm, scarring on the knuckles. A dress from the previous year's fashion trend.
Gross! Am I wearing your wife's dress?
Ex-wife's.
You did your research. Professor Machina is retired, yes, but Professor Machina is a she, not a he. All this leads me to conclude...
And here we are with the soup course. If you'll just put on these helmets, we'll connect your straw assemblies to the tureen on this cart.
You know what? Why don't you turn around and come back in 5 minutes?
That sounds like an excellent idea, ma'am. Thank you.
So, my conclusion. Cobalt, you're with the science fair?
I am the science fair.
Good. You're hired.
I am?
She is?
Yes. I could use a lab assistant, despite this pretty transparent attempt to con me. Switchblade's Cobalt seems to be capable of sound scientific reasoning, and she has a certain abrasiveness that I appreciate. I am certain I can buy her loyalty, if not at least her interest.
I thought my name was Savannah.
No, you didn't. Come on, let's get out of here.
What about...
You stay here, Valentine. Enjoy your soup. Helmet. Come on, Cobalt. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Finally! Hold on.
Nice. Would you care to learn how to cook noodles in an autoclave?
Hell yeah! Noodles are on me. I came into some money recently. see you, Mr. Valentine.
Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Get back here with my wallet, Cobalt!
Thus began Valentine's gamble. With Cobalt in place in Caligari's lab, would he be able to get the vital information required to fend off the ant menace? Would he discover a crack in their fabled armor? Only time will tell. And by time, I mean me. Stay tuned and find out as the story of Our Fair City continues.
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. This week, we'd like to give a special shout out on behalf of Thea, one of our manager level Patreon backers, to Grace Parker for all the wonderful fan art she's created for the fandom, especially the Remember Part 3 picture of Andrew Snidge. Thank you so much, Grace and Thea. Now, starting this week, we will be going on our mid-season break to give the mole people a well-deserved rest. But never fear, we will have releases every other week here on the podcast, including blooper reels, a Halloween special written by Wolf359's Gabrielle Urbina and featuring Our Fair City's Marsha Harmon, Clayton Fates, and Mark Soloff, and more. If you'd like to support HeartLife NFP and Our Fair City, you can join the amazing community growing on our Patreon page at patreon.com/HeartLifeNFP. By pledging monthly, you can ensure the growth and stability of our company and get great rewards like shoutouts on the air, Our Fair City ringtones, and personalized HeartLife policy certificates. You can also help spread the word by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes or whatever podcasting service you listen to us on. Thank you so much. Enjoy the mid-season break, and as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.